Well, good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, everybody. God is good. God is great and greatly to be praised. How are you doing? How is everybody doing? Looking forward to this beautiful Sunday morning. God is great and greatly to be praised. We're in the month of November. Hallelujah. Some people are talking about Christmas and Christmas shopping, but oh, I look forward to this month of thankfulness. Of thankfulness. Ooh, he's brought us a mighty long way. He's brought us through dangers, seen and unseen. And you know what? How many close calls have you had? How many close calls have you had where if it would have been to the left or if it would have been to the right, it would have been a different story. If it would have been a little bigger or if it would have came a little slower, it would have been a different story. I could tell you about close calls. I've had some of them. Yeah, but God. You know, he sends his ministering angels and he comforts us and he blesses us and strengthens us and he keeps us. And that keeping grace and keeping power and keeping favor and that keeping love, that's a great big deal. You know, we don't walk this journey by ourselves. We're not in this by ourselves. We're not alone. If you think you're alone, you're mistaken. If you think you're doing this by yourself, you're mistaken. If you think this is your ministry, this is your job, you're mistaken. It's not just you. And you're not by yourself. Every step you take, he's with you. Every move that you make, he's right there with you. He sends ministering angels to protect you, to lead you, to guide you, to comfort you, to build you, to secure you. He sends ministering angels. This race, it's not given to the swiftest and it's not given to the strongest. But this race is given to those that hold out to the very end. So my word, I want you to be encouraged. I want you to hold your head up. I want you to get excited. I want you to have a heart of thanksgiving. Don't just skip from one holiday or one day you think, okay, well, we're going to celebrate this month. We have a heart of thanksgiving 365 days of the year. Have a heart of thank you, Jesus, for keeping me, for sustaining me through difficulties. You know, when I say how's your week been? Let me tack on, how has your year been? Has anything happened that you hadn't planned, but God carried you through it anyway? Okay. Maybe I'm just talking about myself. Pastor Donna, maybe you just talking about you. But I beg to differ. I kind of think somebody out there has had to deal with things that moves that they've been placed in. They didn't choose to go this way, but they was placed in this. But God was with them all the way. Come on, somebody. All the way, every minute of the move. Every minute of the turn, you was planning to go this way. You was thinking, okay, well, I'm going to do this and this way. I'm going to do this and I'm going to go this way. I'm planning, making plans, and I'm doing. That's why I say, hey, live for the day. Live for the day. But you know, you planning in your mind, I'm making plans and I'm doing this. But something comes and turns you around. Turns you to the left. Something happens that turns, causes you to turn to the right. Yeah. God allowed it. He allowed it for such a time as this to get you, come on somebody, where he wants you to be, where you're listening to him, where you're following him. Come on now. I'm telling you what I know. Things happen in your life to turn your direction. To get you walking up the steps. To get you walking over to the left. To make you make a sharp turn to the right. For that's where your answer is. That's where you're going to get your strength from. That's when you're going to get that extra jolt. To get you over the next mountain. Yeah. This race is not given to the swift. And I'll say that as many times as God gives it to me. It's not given to the strongest, but it's given to the one that endures to the very end. And you know what? In that endurance, it takes turns. You take turns to the left and you take turns to the right and you move up and you grow. And then you move up a little higher and you grow a little better and you grow more. Yeah. When I say how is your week been? How is your month been? Because it's full of turns. It's full of growth inches and then growth more than inches, yards. Yeah. God is doing a great work in us. He's taking us places, saints. And I pray that your answer, when he wants to take you somewhere, when he wants to grow you up, I pray that your answer will always be yes. Yes, Lord. I'll go. Yes, Lord, I'll do it. Yes, Lord, I'll say it. Yes, Lord, I'll build it. Yes, Lord, I'll do what you called me to do. Yeah, he uses you. And he's looking for your yes. I just want to say God bless you in your walk as you're growing. As you're growing, as you're thinking about others and not yourself. Yeah, he's using you and he's growing you as you blessing somebody else. Yeah, this ties hand in hand with our message today. And I just thank God for his word. I thank God for his goodness and his grace. Hold on to your hat because we do have a word from God. And it's a twofold message. It helps you. I pray that it helps you as it helped me. It's helping me. It's in the book of Philippians. My message is going to come from the book of Philippians, the second chapter. Our key verse is verse 25. Philippians, the second chapter, verse 25. The title of our message today is The Gift of Encouragement. The gift of encouragement. This message is for you helping somebody, for you building somebody, for you strengthening somebody, for you just saying, hey, you can make it. For you just saying, you know what? When I see you You brighten my day. You know, just saying something nice like that, that can take somebody from the state that they're in to another level. When you encourage, when you say nice things, when you do things for people. Yeah, it's just a blessing. It really is. And it helps them. So if God is leading you to do something kind, follow his direction. Yeah, if he's leading you to say something nice, follow his direction. You don't know what that kindness, come on somebody, can do, how it can turn somebody's life around. Yeah. Somebody one day, first of all, let's have prayer. Father, thank you for this time you've given us. We don't take it lightly. Please bless those under the sound of my voice. I pray, God, that you would help us to grow. Help us to be the stewards that you called us to be. Please bless those less fortunate. Please bless those who are suffering hardship after hardship. Please bring peace, comfort, and wholeness to those who are dealing with stress and strife. I pray, Lord, that you will comfort hearts. I pray, God, that you will comfort hearts and those who loved ones have gone on to be with you, Lord God. I pray that you will comfort their heart. Bless those in hospital rooms. Bring healing and wholeness. And please bless those who are less fortunate, those that don't have. I pray that you will supply their needs. In Jesus' name, I give you praise for all you've done and all you're doing. Amen. Amen. Before I said the prayer, I want to tell you about how God will use you to bring encouragement, to lift somebody's spirits. See, I can just tell you about me. I can't tell you about every instance. You know what he's doing in your life. You know how he's using you. If you try to think about it, when you can't make sense of it, when you can't say, well, wonder why I did that. Or wonder why this. If you just don't, can't really make sense of it, believe me, God is working. He's working in this thing. He's working on your behalf. He's building you up and he's using you. Why can't he use you? He's brought you to this time. He's brought you to through these dangers. He's brought you through. Why can't he use you again? And again. Yeah. Why can't he? Like I said, let your answer be yes. Okay. I want to tell you about how God used me one time. And it really wasn't that long ago. He used me when somebody that I worked with, I didn't work with her real close, but, you know, kind of worked with her a little bit. Every day I would see her. I'm not working with her right now. I'm in another building. But I worked with this lady. And one day she looked like she had the weight of the world on her shoulders. She was a housekeeper in a building, taking care of the building that I worked in. And she looked like she was doing her job, but it looked like the weight of the world was on her shoulders when I saw her. And I said, hey, how you doing? And she looked at me and she said, okay. But her demeanor didn't match the work. What I saw didn't match the words that was coming out of her mouth. I said, are you sure? She said, uh-huh. And I said, okay. But I noticed how she looked. And so a few more minutes passed by. I said, what's going on? What's going on, girl? And she looked at me and it was just all over her then. It wasn't just a glance. It wasn't just a short look. It was all over her. She just started tearing up. And then as she teared up, she said, I need some medicine and I got most of the money, but I don't have it all. And my son promised to give it to me, but he hasn't gotten it to me yet. And this medicine that I need, it keeps me from having these kind of symptoms and issues. Y'all know how that goes. You know how that is. And so I said, well, what is it? How much do you need? What's going on? How much? What? She said, well, it was a small amount at the time. I said, well, I'll give it to you. How can I give it to you? I don't have it on me right now, but how can I get this to you? And she told me, well, if you could do this or if I could do this or whatever, you know, then I would get it. And the reason why, I sent her the money that she needed to get her medicine. Not to pat myself on the back. That's not the point. The point is God will use you for encouragement, for strength, for wholeness, to put an arm around somebody. Come on, somebody. You know what I'm talking about. This lady needed it really, really, really bad. And God allowed her to be in front of me. So let your answer be yes. Come on, somebody. Oh, my answer was yes. It didn't hurt me none to give her what she needed. Well, and then the enemy will try to say, well, what if she didn't need? Well, what if it was this? Well, what if her son did give her the money? Da, 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 da. Who cares? Who cares? Cares. When God says, I want you to do this, let your answer be yes. You don't have to qualify it. You don't have to make sense of it. You really don't. Just let your answer be yes. Yes, Lord, I'll go. Yes, Lord, I'll do what you need me to do. Yes, Lord, I'll serve you. Yes, Lord, I'll help the lady that needs some food, need money, need this, needs a coat. Yes, Lord, I'll help this. Yes, Lord, yes, yes, yes. Let your answer be yes. She got the money that she needed. I hope she got the medicine. I'm sure she did. Then God moved me to another building. I had not seen that lady since. I had not spoken to the lady since she got it. That does not matter. What matters is the yes. What matters is the giving. The serving, the doing, the encouraging. I may never see her again, but that doesn't matter. Let your answer be yes. Our message today comes from the book of Philippians, the second chapter, verse 25. Okay, we always read what happened before, what happened after. So this is the Apostle Paul to the Church of Philippi, and he's talking to them about encouragement, and he himself needed encouragement. He himself needed strength. Okay. All right. Our key verse is verse 25, but let's just start at verse 19. Philippians 2 and 25 is the key, but we'll start at verse 19. It says, I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, that I also may be cheered when I receive news about you. I have no one else like him who takes a genuine interest in your welfare. Verse 21, for everyone looks out for his own interests, not of those of Jesus Christ. 22 says, but you know that Timothy has proved himself, because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel. I hope, therefore, to send him as soon as I see how things go with me. And I am confident in the Lord that I myself will come soon. But I think it is necessary to send back to you Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow worker and fellow soldier, who is also your messenger, whom you sent to take care of my needs. That's the key verse, verse 25. But I think it's necessary to send back to you Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow worker and fellow soldier, who was also your messenger, whom you sent to take care of my needs. And then verse 26, for he longs for all of you and is distressed because you heard he was ill. Indeed, he was ill and almost died, but God had mercy on him. Yeah, God had mercy on him. And not only him only, but also on me, to spare me sorrow upon sorrow. Therefore, I am all the more eager to him to send him, so that when you see him again, you may be glad and may have less anxiety. All right. That's our scripture, the gift of encouragement. Philippians 2:25. God will send somebody to help you, to strengthen you, to build you, to get you through, to take you to the next level. Some people know just what to say and to do to encourage others who are going through difficult times. Their words give strength to those who are discouraged and comfort to those who are grieving. You might be the one that God is using. Let your answer be yes. These people are sensitive to God's voice. They are welcome visitors when we are in distress, for their presence sustains us. Sometimes you just got to go and be there. Sometimes you may not have nothing to say. God may not have a message to come out of your mouth, just your presence. Just being there brings comfort. Scripture tells of many whom God enabled to encourage others. In the Old Testament, when Moses was overwhelmed by his work, Jethro went to him and encouraged him. Jethro gave Moses wise counsel that ended his strain. Come on, somebody. Moses went through a lot. God sent Jethro. Let's look at Exodus 18. That's just a little bit. Exodus 18, verses 1 through 27. That's a lot. But Jethro came and gave Moses wise counsel that ended his strength. Sometimes you take the world on your shoulders and you think you got to do it all. You may not have to do it all. You may have to just do some things. God will send help. God will send help. Yeah. Jethro gave Moses wise counsel that eased his strain. That's Exodus 18th chapter, 1 through 27. Yeah. Yep. Okay, I'm going to just read a little bit. Moses' father-in-law replied, "What you're doing is not good." Because Moses was trying to do it all. He said, "You don't have to do it everything. Delegate, okay? You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out." This is Exodus, the 18th chapter. I'm reading, starting at verse 17. You can just read 18, verses 1 through 27. It all talks about delegating and Moses, Jethro giving a wise counsel to Moses, okay? He says, "What you're doing is not good. You and these people who will come to you will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. Listen now to me, and I will give you some advice. And may God be with you. You must be the people's representative before God and bring their disputes to him." Okay? Okay, and then verse 20 says, "Teach them the decrees and laws. Show them the way to live and the duties they are to perform. But listen to this. But select capable men from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them as officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. Have them serve as judges for the people at all times, but have them bring every difficult case to you. The simple cases they can decide themselves. That will make your load lighter because they will share it with you. If you do this and God so commands, you will be able to stand the strain and all these people will go home satisfied." Moses, listen, come on now. Listen to this. Moses listened to his father-in-law and did everything he said. He chose capable men from all Israel and made them leaders of the people, officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. They served as judges for the people at all times. The difficult cases they brought to Moses, but the simple ones they decided themselves. Then Moses sent his father-in-law on his way, and Jethro returned to his own country. I just wanted to say, God will send you help, someone to encourage you. Yeah, someone to strengthen you. God can use you to be the encourager. Let your answer be yes. In Philippians 2:25-30, Paul was in prison from those who loved him. Epaphroditus risked his health and safety in order to go to Paul and minister to him. That's in Philippians 2:25-30. Okay. Later, Paul urged Timothy to come and visit him, for Paul found strength and encouragement in Timothy. That's 2 Timothy 4:9, if you get a chance to read it. And that's Philippians 2:19-20. Timothy was an encouragement to Paul. I just want to tell you, the gift of encouragement is so important. Let your answer be yes when it comes to encouraging and building up one another. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. This is Pastor Donna. Go on Facebook under Donna Evans or Trinity Talks and see or listen to our messages. God bless you until next time. And I thank God for every radio station he's added to our ministry. We're in Ohio and we're in Kansas City. And now we're in Florida. Thank you, Jesus, for growth, for blessing us. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Until next time.